about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, L.A. Dreams.
Hi, my name's Rob Chase, and I'm an actor. Well, not yet, but I sure do hope to be one soon. I know it'll happen. It's my dream, and as Disney would like to tell me, all my dreams come true. I was working a dead-end job once, making $500,000 a year, with a wife and three kids. Things weren't looking up for me. And that's when I decided I want to become an actor. I want to follow my dream. So I quit my job as the CEO, and I divorced my wife, threw my children in an orphanage, and moved out to Los Angeles. But now I'm living the dream. Going home every night to my park bench and stealing bread from pigeons. But I decided I needed to hone my skills, and that's where I found an acting school. And today is my first day.
Well, welcome to the Marlon Brando School of Acting. I'm glad you've come here to join me. I'm your teacher. I've studied here since the school was started. It reminds me of the time that I was a young boy and I saw my reflection in a pool, and I said to myself, is that another me over there, or is that an actual person, or is it myself? And it made me realize that I was lonely. Sorry, anyways, welcome to the acting school. I'm glad you've spent your $52,000 to join here. We intend to teach you everything you need to know about being a fine method actor like myself.
I just have to say that I kind of teared up a bit there with your monologue. I was convinced.
Oh, please don't. It's beneath me to take any kind of accolades or awards or anything, but your admiration is justified.
I just have to say I was impressed that you did that while eating two hamburgers. It was really impressive.
I would have had three, but you interrupted me.
Sorry.
And made me feel bad about the fact that two hamburgers are now lonely without their friend in my stomach. So I'm quite sad about that, really.
Well, you're more than welcome to throw the third down there.
No, that's it. Just won't work.
Oh, okay. Well, are you going to eat that? Because I haven't really eaten in like 5 days. You mind if
a hamburger like this cannot be eaten? It must be thrown to the fires of Hades and charred to the point where no soul can actually feel it or want to be near it. But instead, I'm going to give it to my protege, Perkin.
What do you want? Forget your name, because names are so meaningless.
Herman. My name is Herman.
Oh, Herman.
Professor, you just call me Professor Brando.
You guys really sound familiar, and I must say, you have the uncanny ability to turn crap into sounding like something intelligent. I must say that.
Well, thank you. Once again, you've given me accolades, which caused me to want to vomit in my own mouth.
I would say thank you, but I can't. When you tell me something I already know, it's hard to say thank you.
Yeah, you know what? Something. When you say this kind of thing, it makes me... I'm going to send out my... Igor, come here.
Yes, what is it, Herman Brando?
Oh, God. Oh, what is that?
Could you put an Indian feather on your head and accept his accolades for me?
Oh, you have accolades you want to accept? Give them to me. These two stupid morons don't accept anything except for hamburgers. I love hamburgers.
What are you? You're the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. What is that gross?
Well, I used to live over in Europe making weird monsters, but I figured an actor was what I did best, so here I am.
Anthony wasn't much of an actor, but man, can he clean up. He can clean this place better than anyone.
Man. I've never had my toast cleaned so well until the time he cleaned out all the dirt from between them.
He actually took the burger crumbs off of my belly and managed to make an entire other burger out of it. It was amazing, considering that most of it was made of chicken and some rat feces.
And don't forget the donuts, the donut bits that were on there.
You can't forget the donut bits.
No,
those are
freaking weirdo.
Anyways, Igor, why don't you go back to cleaning, and if there's more accolades coming, we'll call you out.
Okay? No, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and start mopping the floors again. Just let me know if you'll need me there.
Yes, I've been sweating a bit. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
So, my young man, you want to be an actor?
Oh, well, of course. That's why I moved out to Los Angeles, was to hone my acting abilities and follow my dream.
All right. First thing you have to realize is that dreams are real, fantasy is fake, and two-for-one pizza offers are probably your best friend.
Two-for-one pizza?
That's right.
Well, that sounds like the best meal I would have, besides that one I caught back in the back of the dumpster.
Yeah, well, we do order from there quite a bit. Students, though, have to be on a strict motivational diet. To become a method actor, you have to be the character. And we always start our students off as playing the part of starving acting students. So they're not allowed to eat or drink anything for about at least a month.
Well, I can say I'm playing that part pretty well right now. Ha!
We don't like it when you say you're playing a part. You are the part.
Oh.
You exist as that part in this moment.
That's absolutely 100% true. You can't just play a part. You have to be the part. You have to have the part in you. You have to put things inside yourself that you would never put inside yourself and go places that you would never go.
You wouldn't believe the things I've put inside me.
It's true. X-rays would show things inside him that it would make your hair curl. But these are the things that will come up later. First, we need to show you around to the facilities. If you just want to waddle this way with us.
Yeah, sure. Waddle, waddle, waddle. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Don't sing like that.
Oh, sorry.
You're disrespecting my obesity.
I meant no disrespect. Do you mind if I ride on your belly?
I do.
Oh. I don't, though. You can go ahead.
All right. Hop it on right now.
I like giving my students rides. It makes me feel like Seabiscuit. Thank you.
He's actually one of the thinner of our students.
You're very comfy, by the way.
I don't understand how someone who weighs so little has so much potential.
I know. I've been on a diet lately.
Not you. I'm talking about our new acting school kid.
Well, I'm on just kind of like the stray cat diet right now, so...
Chinese food. It's my favorite. Okay, over here, we've got... this is what we call our stage. As you can see, there's no real stage here. It's broken glass on spiked floor, chains with nails attached to them hanging down.
It's kind of like my basement.
That wasn't very funny. I hope this guy's not going to be a comedian, Brandos.
He can be a comedian if he's feels he's
my
a comedian.
My ass makes jokes funnier than that.
I have to say that it's completely true.
I just want to say, get back to work, Igor.
Sorry, I couldn't help it when you hear something so disgusting and vile, you... just can't help but say anything. I've been practicing this janitor role for ages. When will you promote me to better roles?
You still haven't got it. You haven't got it down yet. So you work on it a bit more.
What's wrong with his back? There's something wrong with his backside, right? Because it looks about as swollen as my son's when I catch him with my magazines. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. But it does remind me of a time that I saw a fly, and it was looking at me. And I looked at it, and for a moment there was a connection, and we realized that perhaps I'm the fly watching me. At that point, I realized that I should be teaching acting, and here I am. So, as you can see, the stage is set for you. You just have to crawl through the glass and the rusty nails, and then deliver your line.
Okay, what's the line? What's the line that I have to...
The line is what
my,
you feel.
My, what a lovely tea party.
Yeah, that'll
all
work.
Right, okay.
All right, start the... Okay, action.
My, what a lovely tea party. How was that?
Okay, first you have to walk through the glass...
Yeah, that was awful.
...and into the flames,
oh.
And then deliver your line.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What kind of... This is pathetic. This is sad.
Well, it's my first day.
I should throw you out the door right now and keep your money.
It was worthless.
And maybe...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe take your arm and eat it.
Some people will never be actors.
Let me try again. I mean, I'll try it again. Just let me try again.
Go ahead.
Okay. So through the glass, into the fire pit.
Yeah.
And, on your hands and knees.
And then deliver the line, or deliver the line while I'm doing it?
Well, how you feel. You have to feel it at the moment.
Okay.
So, Brandon, do you have an extra burger there while you're waiting?
Hold on. Let me check between my rolls here. It's usually where I store them.
Oh, look, Garrett, now he's starting his bit.
Oh, okay.
Somebody get a call to action?
Oh, yeah, action.
All right.
So anyways, I was saying that you enjoy these donuts. They're very good.
You know, I really like the ones filled with jelly and cream. It's like a two-for-one deal.
Yeah. You know what? When you put, like, ketchup on it.
Oh,
delicious.
Oh, my hair's on fire!
Mm. That's not your line.
That was an awful reading.
Will you please go and show him how this is done? Because I don't know if I could.
Yes, let me go ahead and show you how to do this.
I just burned all my knuckle hair off.
I'm showing you.
You were pathetic. Mm. I didn't believe you for a second. Go ahead.
All right, let me walk through the glass. Once again, I feel like I'm walking through the shards of my soul as I tread across these broken pieces of bottles.
This is amazing.
Look at the blood. I'm kind of starting to lose a little bit of feeling in my hands, but that doesn't bother me.
Oh, Lord.
No. That's good.
This is horrifying.
Here comes the fire. Now I feel like I'm baking in the oven like I baked my cake last night.
Can you smell the talent burning in the air? That's the cooking talent. That's what that is.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh.
And some flesh and hair.
Now I'm starting to get hungry for myself.
Okay, now, deliver the line as it should be read.
My, what a lovely tea party.
And end scene. Bravo. Bravo.
Thank you.
I felt it in a way that it's like when I watched Romeo and Juliet on TV the other day, and it was amazing because the moment, that raw moment of talent that came through, and the fact that they were dogs, and the fact that I was actually watching an old Lassie show made me realize that acting is about who you should be and not who you are, and who you can be and not who you were, and who you are but not could be but were and can and be.
So have you ever listened to yourself, Brandos? Like, do you guys actually ever sit back and re-listen to what you say? Because I'm going to tell you what it sounds like right now. Hold on, let me get this microphone and put it up to my butt.
Hold on, Igor, hold on. Before you do that, why don't you, can you scrape some of the gunk under the fridge? I need to spread for my bread.
Oh, I didn't realize you knew what my secret recipe was for your burgers.
Wait a minute,
if that's
what you guys are looking for, I can deliver that. I can deliver that.
Deliver what?
The line, if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, I thought you were going to deliver me some food, because I was kind of getting hungry.
I'm really not
here.
Impressed with the line anymore. I'm impressed with some refrigerated gunk burgers.
You know, with a bit of cheese.
Well, here, how about I go out and I grab some Sal's pizza and some brown bag beer and I bring it out back here. How about that?
Sounds like a good idea. What do you think?
I really am not in the position to think right now, as you are the master and I'm nothing but the protege.
Well, that's good because, you know, the other day I was trying to think. And realizing that when you try to think, you're not really thinking, you're just trying, and then you can't. So when you stop thinking, that's when you think.
I think I need more mushrooms to understand you.
Okay, maybe some more for us too.
I'll go get that. You guys have fun.
Meanwhile, outside the acting school, while the stupid rookie is on his way to get pizza for the two Brandos, he runs into a director.
Hey, you. You, kid, come here.
Yes?
Where'd you just come from?
I just came from the Brando School of Acting.
So you're an actor, is that what you're saying? You're an actor? You can act? You can do stuff? You can act?
You bet I can act.
Really, because I want you to act in a film for me. Can you do that for me?
What?
I want you to act in a film for me.
Me?
Yeah, you. Is there anybody else here? I mean, come on, who am I talking to? I'm just talking about a film. You, me, we can make a film together. It'd be really exciting.
Walt Disney was
right. We can make 50 films together because, you know, when I hook onto one guy, I just can't let him go. You know, he's got to be in every film until I get tired of him. That's really awesome. So what I want you to do is get in the car here with me and we'll just drive, okay?
Okay, I'm getting in the car. Okay, we're driving.
We're driving. Now, okay, you see that box right beside you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to do our first scene, okay?
What's in the box?
Don't ask. Don't even touch the... Don't look at the box.
What's in the box?
Don't look at the box. Don't even talk about the box.
What's in the box?
Don't talk about the box. Don't even look at the box. The box is not important. What we're doing here is a scene, okay? Come on, listen to me. I mean... I'm an actor. You're an actor. I'm a director. We're going to do a thing.
I'm an actor, of course.
We're going to do a scene. acting.
We're doing a scene. Okay.
No, don't talk
about
the box.
I'm not talking about the box.
The box is important. Don't bring up the box.
I'm not bringing up the box.
Okay. Okay. You see that window up there? Don't look at the window. You see
the
window?
No, not looking at it.
Don't look at it.
Oh, okay. I mean, we're still in the car, right?
We're looking up at the window in the car. You see that window up there?
Yeah, up the window.
Is that woman up there?
Yeah.
Is that woman up there? Yeah, that's my wife.
Seeing her.
That's my wife.
Yeah,
you know what she's doing up there? She's not with me. She's with some other guy. So I want you, the scene you're going to do is you're going to take that box, you're going to go up there, and then you're going to open the box, and pull out whatever's inside the box, and shoot the living shit out of her. Okay? That's what I want you to do. You're going to do that for me, okay? That's the scene.
So there's a gun in the box.
Shh, don't talk about the box. Did I say anything about a gun in the box? Did I say...
Well, you said take whatever's in the... No.
Okay, you're ruining the scene, okay?
Now, do you want a couple variations of this?
No, you can do it once, and that's it, okay?
What's my motivation?
Your motivation. I told you to go up and do it. That's your motivation. What are you doing? We're trying to do a scene here. You're ruining the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. It just goes against everything I was taught in my first day there.
What are you going to do? You're going to listen to that guy? That big fat guy over there in the building?
Well, he seemed pretty reasonable.
Have you seen him in a film? Have you seen him in films?
I haven't seen him in anything since the
80s. That's right. Okay. So what are you going to take his advice for? I'm still making stuff out here. You go and do what I asked you to do, okay?
I'll wait
down here quietly. You just go ahead.
Sure thing.
Okay. Okay, go on up there.
Oh, all right. Leave the car now.
Okay.
I'm walking through the sidewalk, walking through the front door, carrying this thing I'm not supposed to. Going to the elevator. Hey, stop looking.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Oh my God, Alec Guinness.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I see you have a box there. What's in that box?
Don't bring your attention to the box. What are you doing? With me? Come on, what are you
doing? Sorry, Marty. I didn't mean to call attention to that.
Wait, are you part of the scene?
How about you don't call attention to that? You're an actor, right? God, what did you find this
I'm
man?
I'm sorry, it's my first day. I'm so sorry. It's my first day. Oh my God, I feel so
stupid
right now. Get it together. Come on. Remember what you abandoned your family for. All right, I'm in the zone. Hi, you person. Why are you blue and glowing?
I'm sorry, it's a weird skin pigmentation. How about you don't call attention to that either? I swear to God, this man, Marty Martin's, found the worst actor to act alongside me I've ever seen in my life. We're heading up to the third floor to, do something very dirty and evil to his wife.
Yes. That's my evil laugh.
Tone that down a little bit.
Oh.
It's unfortunate for you there's no retakes, so you can already throw your Oscars goodbye.
Oh. Alright. Man, this elevator ride to the third floor is really long. Oh, alright, here we are. Alright, now let me look here. Where's the wife?
Where's the wife? Oh my God, I thought Mark Hamill was difficult to work with. The door is on your left. Just try knocking.
Alright.
Yes?
I've got a package to be delivered. And to you.
That was the worst line I've ever heard.
This is not the room you're looking for.
This is not the room I'm looking for.
No, in fact, what I've done with this room here is I've totally digitized the entire room. It's a better room than it was before. When it used to be that there was a door here, as you see, I've now replaced it with a monster. And the sounds you hear make you realize there's a monster there, so that it's exactly how I intended it when I first wanted this scene to be done.
Oh, come on! You betrayed the honesty and authenticity that this room once portrayed.
Hold on a second, because honestly, this is how I originally envisioned this room, and I didn't have the technology to do it a few minutes ago until now. Hold on a second. You know what? Let's do this scene again, but this time we're going to redo it where I knock on the door first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
hi.
Hello.
How are you doing? I'm here to deliver a package to you.
Oh, for me? Well, wait a minute. I'm the one holding the package.
Please stop talking about the package, for God's sake.
Are you done talking to this lunatic?
Yeah, I'm pretty much done. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you very much, George. Now, let's try this again. The door is on your left.
Oh, on the left.
I truly am embarrassed to be an actor right now.
All right, I'm sorry. Well, the camera's rolling. Are they still rolling? All right, well, I'm going to knock on the left door now.
Good evening.
Hi.
I think that you've made a mistake calling this place. As you realize, there is no camera anywhere near here. And you've made a mistake of thinking you're in a film. It's a classic mistake, and I would have done the same thing, except for I would have had a better actor to play you. I'll probably put more tension into the scene as you knock on the door, realizing there is no camera in the first place. So, it's really a lose-lose situation for all of us here, so I would suggest you take yourself and your...
Are you looking for, like, a Jimmy Stewart-type character? Because, I think I can help you out, or even a Cary Grant, you know? I mean, just hire me.
Your desperation sickens me. I've got to go. I've got to meet the Brandos for a burger.
Why can't you pick the right door?
Well, you told me to pick the left door.
I told you to pick the door on your third left. Apparently, you didn't hear the
door. Oh,
now
you're being
before.
More specific.
Yeah, now you just got done talking to Big Cock over there, and now you're going to go talk to Marty Martin's wife to finish this damn scene, because we're hitting into overtime budget now and making billions off of your stupidity.
I should have just kept my job at Enron.
I'm not opening the door.
But I've got a package that needs to be delivered to you.
Okay, you want to do it the scene this way? Okay, well, fine. Let's do it this way. That's fine. You're going to deliver a package to me? You show me in the face? That's great stuff. I like it. We could do it that way. But I want to do sort of kind of a 70s homage kind of thing to sort of like coffee or like Black Caesar or Dolomite, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you want like a blaxploitation kind of deal?
Well, yes, kind of. I mean, sort of schlocky cinema thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Put
it together, mash it together, you know, kind of use dialogue that I give you that'll make it really good, you know. We'll talk about little things that have nothing to do with anything, like watching Santa.
Oh, okay, well, I can do that. I can do
that.
I can do that. Okay, okay. Well, but this time I'm going to kick in the door, okay?
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Let's go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Here we go. Listen here, you jibby-jabber fools. I got a package that needs to be delivered to you, honkies.
What do you call that, dialogue?
Whoa, I thought you said you wanted blaxploitation, and that's all I was trying to deliver.
That's crap. That's just
garbage. I was going for...
You know,
my dialogue
is, like, clever and...
I just want to let this be known, I quit.
Oh, come on, shut up, Alec Guinness. You think everything's below
you. He's
got
a point there, you know.
Is it not?
Got a point. I mean, what are you going to do? This is silly. I can't work with this. I need real actors and clever dialogue. I need some action. And what am I doing here with you people? I don't even know. I mean, I can't get out of here. You go over there, do the shooting like you're supposed to do, the way he wants to do it.
Oh, am I in the wrong room again? Oh my god.
Duh.
You have yourself a good day, Mr. Tarantino.
Okay, can we please move on and finish the scene now?
Alright, this has got to be the right door, okay? I'm going to open this door, I'm going to deliver this package, and I am going to be claimed the best actor in the world, and I'm going to win my effing Oscar! You, woman!
Yes? What do you want?
There's a package to be delivered, and it's returned to sender.
Oh my god, did you just shot that girl? You shot her, didn't you?
You bet I shot her, and that's the best acting you've ever seen.
The police come, I have nothing to do with this. I got nothing to do with this. I don't even know anything. I'm bugging out. Thank you for doing what you had to do for me. Thank you, I gotta go. Nice work.
Wait a minute, is she really dead?
3 hours later.
Oh my god, I was walking down Donut Street and then I heard a gunshot. Came running here as fast as I could. 3 hours later, there was some idiot standing right below a dead body. Are you the murderer?
No, I was just coming here to deliver this package. Found her dead, saw the gun on the floor, picked it up, and that's when you discovered me in this position that makes it look like I murdered her.
Yeah, not only is that the worst acting I've ever heard... you're also under arrest. How about you put your hands behind your back?
You didn't believe me? Come on, how could you not believe me?
I don't believe you because, you know what, you look too innocent.
Oh,
and when you look too innocent, that means you're guilty. Slapping the handcuffs right behind you.
Didn't you see? I was acting with my eyes. I was so nuanced.
Hey, Murphy. Whoa, we got a murder here or something? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a murder.
I got a couple of crawlers here, by the way. Eh? You want to...
Give me all of them. Give me all of them. As your superior officer, I deserve all of those.
You're such a pig, Murphy. You know what?
I'm only the greatest you've ever seen as far as a cop goes, because I just caught this murderer red-handed.
Oh, hey.
But wait! Where did the murderer go? Because I've switched places with the murderer, and he's nowhere to be seen. Because I've switched clothes, and I'm not the murderer. I'm an actor.
All right, call the psych ward, because this is going to require a lot more than just your average.
Can I use the baton on him
first?
Yeah,
you can beat the hell out of this idiot.
Let's do that. Come here, you.
What are you doing? Oh, look at that. He's resisting. You got to beat him harder.
Wait, you see the pain in my eyes?
Oh, I love when they resist.
It's like I'm actually feeling it.
I'm sure you're a great actor. You're so good at acting. You murdered somebody, and now you're paying for it, you bum.
I swallowed a bug.
And scene.
What?
That brilliant. You finally found your core right there. Right in that moment, you found your core. That was good. You actually felt for a second the pain of being a murderer. If you hadn't protested so much, I would have allowed you to go a little less. But you kept saying you were an actor, and you can't do that.
It was all just a scene.
Well, yes.
No, you're still going to jail for God knows how long.
Yes, but luckily, before the actual police come, we have given these two fine gentlemen here their final exam, and you guys did terrific. I thought you were really cops. It was beautiful. Hey, you thought we would do a good job as cops, eh? Hey, Murphy, did you hear that? We're going to be actors.
Oh, man, I've been waiting to graduate from acting school for God knows how long. Oh, but we actually are cops now. We've decided to go ahead and become real cops. And this dumbass is under arrest for murdering that woman.
That's right. You know, we've got so much into our pots, we actually joined up with the law enforcement agents. And now we're going to take you and haul your ass to jail, buddy.
Thank you, Marlon Brando, and Marlon Brando's protege for giving us the best acting gigs ever. We turned our acts into real careers, unlike you stupid actors.
Well, that's true. You did a good job. I think you'll be the finest police extras that Hollywood's ever had. And, in fact, whatever your name is... what is your name, kid? Fluster, Fliffle, Fluffle. From now on, you're Fluffle.
I became a murderer. I became the part.
Yes, and you're going to be really good for prison rape scenes, which you're going to learn pretty soon. So, good luck to you, and thank you for joining our acting school.
I think you're going to love the prison rape scenes.
I really appreciate what you two taught me.
Yeah, thank you. Take them away, boys.
With pleasure.
Come on, let's go, murderer.
I'll gladly come along with you, gentlemen, as long as you feed me donuts.
Well, I have to say, this has probably been the strangest acting course we've done yet, but I think mission accomplished. So it's time to go and raid Kung Fu's Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet and make them cry again, because I'm really hungry.
We'll show them what real acting is when we go on and stuff our faces with those pad thai noodles.
I'm going to even eat the plastic lobster. I'm really hungry. Let's go. And end scene.
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and Freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale on Mysteries of the Mind. A King Penguin production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting mystery mind adventures.